look forward to a great future for America, a future in which our country will match its military strength with our moral strength, its wealth with our wisdom, its power with our purpose. This was said by John F. Kennedy over 50 years ago, and today we still are looking forward to that future. Each day we are slowly inching our way closer to that perfect end goal, but it has proven to be a difficult task. In order to achieve the future Mr. Kennedy had envisioned, we must first look to the past, America's past specifically. We must look at the battles that have taken place within our own very borders, and we must look at the world wars we have participated in that stretch far outside our boundaries. We have to look at the first 10 amendments to our Constitution, and we have to look at the 17 amendments that would follow in suit. We need to look for answers on America's old Wild West and in its old industrialized East. America's history is wide, unique, and diverse, and it holds answers to the future. American history is our hope for the future. History has fascinated the world's greatest minds for centuries. It is a common belief that those who have a grasp of the past are more likely to be successful in the future. That belief makes sense, too. If one is able to see where they come from and they're able to fully appreciate how they themselves came to be, it is plain to see why they want to make the most of their future. If they could look to the past and see the mistakes of the people and the nations who came before them, they would know not to make the same mistakes, and they would perhaps know how to avoid them. They could also see the successes of their predecessors and know how to be similarly successful. It is easy to look to the past for guidance because people have been faced with the same challenges for millennia. For as long as there have been people, there have been conflicts between people. Many of those conflicts have been resolved, so perhaps, if we collectively looked into the past, we could find answers that would help resolve our current conflicts. Less and less people are fascinated by history anymore, and I think that can be traced back to the schools. American schools anymore focus less on teaching history in the classrooms. There is a bare minimum, of course, that has to be taught, but the focus has shifted from humanities to more strategic and formula-based math and reading. Fewer and fewer kids are learning about history and becoming passionate about it. This is unfortunate because those children in the schools are our next generation. They are the people who will one day rule the world, and they are being deprived of amazing knowledge and information. They need to know about the past so that, like I said before, we can move forward and improve ourselves as a nation. We can only learn from our past mistakes if we know about them. Not teaching history to the next generation will only keep us from moving forward. But in general, history gets a bad rap anymore. Rather than bringing together and uniting us in today's modern American society, it can often feel like our history tears us apart. Many people look over the great things we should be proud of in our history. They're instead drawn to the negative things and they like to bring that negativity to light. It's obvious that we should never forget some of those bad things in America's past, but it isn't beneficial to regularly bring those things up. This too prohibits us as a nation from moving forward. The most important thing is that we should be united by the history our ancestors created. We should coalesce to help make a better history for our descendants. Bobby Kennedy once said, "Few will have the greatness to bend history itself, but each of us can work to change a small portion of events, and in the total of all those acts will be written the history of this generation." To make the best history for the generation, we have to look to yesterday. We will never fully understand the effects our actions have on the future until we look back to the decisions that made up the history we look at today. In American history, we will find our hope for the future.